Hi, good morning. My name is Randy. This is a recorded line for the Depo-Provera lawsuit. Do I have Andrew on the line?
Yes, you do.
Hi, Andrew. Are you inquiring about Depo-Provera, sir?
About what? I was inquiring about the juvenile detention centers in Maryland.
Okay, I can help you with that as well. This came in on a different line. I do apologize.
That's okay.
So this is the Maryland abuse.
Yeah.
All right, let me pull that up for you. Okay, so again, my name is Randy Reese, and just to start over again, this is a recorded line, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse claims?
I don't need to look and see if I was in the criteria. I know I'm in it.
Okay, let me see if I
can. I've been in every Maryland institution from Waxters to Hickey, Cheltenham, Maryland Training School.
Okay.
Been in all of them.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right. So you do want to see if you meet the criteria. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, sir?
No, actually, I'm 60 years old. I wasn't going to do nothing about it until I seen this on my phone.
Well, let's see if we can help you with this. I'm actually a little bit older than you, okay? So forgive me, I didn't grow up with computers just like you, Andrew, but I have to use them and
right.
I'm pretty good at it, okay? So nobody has sent you anything for you to sign on your phone or electronic or no packet in the mail or anything like that, sir?
No.
Okay. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am.
And you do realize I'm just going down what I have.
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
Do what you do. Do what you got to do.
Thank you, sir. And have you ever received any money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
I've never told anybody about what you're getting ready here.
Okay. All right. I'm getting ready. And this is a required question. If you know anybody else, please give them my name and number. I would never ask you for anybody's name or phone number, sir. But if you do
right.
know anybody, it's a very, very sensitive subject. I get that. We're going to talk about it here in a second. I know that. Here it comes, right? I want to help you. I don't have much tolerance for this kind of crap. So have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
All right. Now, did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yeah, they were all guards.
Okay. Now, you listed off a whole bunch of facilities. I got a whole list of one of them you already said is on the list. That was Hickey.
Yep. Alfred Hickey.
You had some other ones? Well, there's you want me to go down the list? Albert Noyes.
I got Waxters. I've got Maryland Training School. I got Montrose. I got Cheltenham.
Okay.
I mean, you name them. I've been there. I did juvenile life.
Okay, brother. All right. I will go down the list. I have Alfred D. Noyes. Backbone Mountain Youth Center, Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center.
I've been at, no, that you're talking about Boys Forestry Camp. I was there, that's where I did my juvenile life, 4 years in juvenile, in Boys Forestry Camp, Camp 5.
Okay.
Green Ridge.
You were at Charles Hickey as well, correct?
I was in Hickey.
Yeah, okay.
And then I went to Waxters.
Okay. How long were you at Hickey for?
I don't know, it was 30 days or so.
Okay. And go back again, because that one you're saying might be called something else. Slow down just a little bit.
Waxters.
With a W, Waxters?
Yep, Waxters, W-A-X-T-E-R-S. It's right down the Laurel off of Route 198.
Okay. Is it now a senior center?
I had a slice hot deer. I ain't been down there in 40 years.
Yeah, it is now a senior center. Waxter. That's all right. It's on Cathedral Street in Baltimore?
No.
No.
Waxter is in Laurel, Maryland, in Anne Arundel County.
Lowell?
Off of Route 198. And there's another road. You make a right off of 198 and it's back there.
Okay.
But it was called Waxter's Children's Center, all the way in the back.
I believe you.
And I've also been in Cheltenham. I've been in Cottage 5, Cottage 6.
Oh, see, Waxers is closed. That's why I can't find it.
Oh, see, that's what somebody told me.
Yeah, I found it. Okay.
Probably why they closed. The shit they were doing to us when we were there.
I believe you. All right. Let me go back to the list. So Waxers closed. Hickey's still open. There's Thomas Waxer. All right. It's Thomas J.S. Waxer Children's Center. You were there for four years, correct?
No. I was in and out of there most of my childhood life. I've been in Waxer probably four or five times. I got juvenile life. I was sentenced to juvenile life at 14 years old for beating up two black dudes that were trying to rob me, and I threw them out of a window. So I ended up in Boys Forestry Camp, Camp Number 5, Green Ridge Mountain.
Okay. Where did did you suffer abuse at Waxer?
Oh yeah, Waxer, Cheltenham.
Okay.
And Maryland Training School was the worst. That's okay. In Baltimore.
Is it called the Maryland House of Corrections?
No, the Maryland House of Corrections would be DOC.
Okay.
It's called Maryland Training School.
Let me look this one up.
For boys.
Maryland Training School. Thank you for your help. There it is. It's closed, too.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They send you to Hickey now. Come try it up. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah. Well, what about Cheltenham?
Let me see.
That was called Boys Village.
Boys Village.
But the real name of it is Cheltenham.
That's all right. That's all right. You know what? It doesn't matter that these things are closed for your claim, by the way. There it is. Now, that one's still open. Okay.
Cheltenham.
They call it the Cheltenham Youth Detention Center.
Yeah, Boys Village. That needs to be shut down.
Okay, that one, is that where most of it happened? Because I have that one on the list. Cheltenham Youth Detention Center. Okay, and I'll put
Cottage 5 and 6.
Okay, thank you. We're going to get to that. I'll put in the notes, the other facilities, sir. Okay? And that'll just strengthen your claim. Make sense?
Well, yeah, I mean, believe me, you can get all the proof you want.
No. I mean, we will. All right, now. Before we get to the, I'm going to ask you, but not yet, to describe what happened to me. But first, I want to know just approximately the dates. You can give me a range, meaning I went in when I was 14 years old in September of blah, 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 and I got out, and this is when it ended, blah, 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 blah. So give me those dates.
I can't do it.
Why not?
I can, because I have ADHD real bad.
Okay. Well, let's try it this way.
I can tell you that whatever year I was 12.
Well, that's what I was going to do. Let me try it this
way.
Yeah,
I don't.
Let me pull up a calendar, okay? I'm pulling up a calendar. And that's exactly
and
what I'm going to do.
I was born in 64, so I'm 60 years old. I'll be 61 in May.
Okay, you were born in 64. You were 14 years old when you entered juvenile detention, correct?
No, I was 12 when I entered juvenile detention. I was 14 when I got juvenile life.
Okay, so you were what about when the abuse started?
12 started when I was 13.
Okay, so 13 years from 1964 would have been 1977.
That's about right.
Okay, do you remember, and just as best as you can, the month? Meaning, was it end of the school year, beginning of the school year? Do you remember if it was summer? Do you remember if it was cold? It doesn't have to be 100%, just as best as you can remember.
As best as I can remember, it was summertime.
Okay. So we'll put July. Do you remember if you were already – was this before or after 4th? And you may not remember, dude, but this is how I help people jog their memory. 4th of July.
Yeah.
Do you remember 4th of July? Were you in or out?
Nope. I don't remember none of it.
Okay.
I don't remember none of my past until I was about 20 years old.
Okay.
From 20 down, I don't remember.
Well, you do remember some of it because you're doing
good. I mean, I don't remember dates and places. I remember what I was doing and what happened, but I can't tell you what day it was, what month.
But we're but we're reconstructing it, correct? I mean,
yeah.
you're comfortable with, say, August of 1977. That's going to be pretty close. The 77.
There you go.
Okay. So the 77, you knew. In summer, there you go. Now, how many years were you in other words, when did it stop? When was the last time?
I was in and out of Boys Village, Waxter's, Maryland Training School, and Hickey from 12 to 14.
Okay. So the abuse started in 77. So basically it went on for 2 years. Is that what you're telling me?
It went on until I was 18.
Okay. But at different facilities then, correct?
Two.
Yeah, okay. So if it went on till you were 18 years old, that would have been till, let's see, at 18 years to 1982. 1992. Does that sound about right?
82. 92, I was 28 years old.
Okay. No, you're right. 82. Okay. Do you remember if it was the end? Now, see, you're doing well. You caught me on that. Now, so we're going with 82. Do you remember what time of the year it was? Maybe. Was it cold when you got home? Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you remember if it was before or after Christmas? Did you get to celebrate that Christmas at home when you were 18 years old?
After. I didn't celebrate Christmas until I was 30.
Okay. So it was cold.
Yeah.
Do you think it would have been more towards the end of the year? Let's see. When's your birthday? What month is your birthday?
May.
Okay. It's still cold in May. You were 18, so you had it. You probably, at 18, you were out, right? They don't keep you past 18. Is that correct?
No, they let me out when I was 18.
Okay, so we know it was before May of 1980.
And I can tell you I got out in the wintertime because I lived under a bridge in Laurel, Maryland for about 3 months till I could get my shit together and
okay,
get going.
Was it snowing?
I don't remember.
Okay, you would. You'd be freezing. So it was probably late winter then.
Yeah.
Okay, so your birthday's in May, so probably more like April. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. So, as best as you can remember, and remember, as best as you can remember, the abuse happened from approximately August of 1977 to April of 1982.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Now, please describe to me what happened.
Well, this might get a little sticky. I ain't talked about this ever.
That's all right, dude.
I
don't judge, by the way.
I know. I'm not worried about people judging me.
Good.
I got in Boys Village. There was a guard there. His name was, they called him Big D. And he used to beat the shit out of me and rape me. And the more I talked about it, the more he did it.
How many
times? I actually tried to kill him.
How many times do you think he did?
4, 5, 6.
I'm so sorry, brother. I'm so sorry that had to happen to you. Okay.
That's okay. I think I need to get this out.
I think you do, too. I think you'll feel better getting it out. Seriously. All right. Was there other guards as well?
I don't remember their names.
Okay. You don't have to remember their names, but so there were other guards as well?
Yeah.
Did Big D ever call any of his buddies over as well?
Uh-huh.
I knew that. And that's not even a question. I'm like you. I'm worldly. How's that? That sucks. Pardon my French. I know this is a recorded line, but that is just terrible. Okay. Let me think about this for a second. Take a minute to compose. I'm not going away. I just got to think about how I'm going to word this, okay? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to get water or something. Feel free, dude.
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let me see what else. Now, this was at Cheltenham Youth Detention Center, correct?
This is a boys' village, cottage spot.
Okay, boys' village. The one that's the one that's closed. Boys' village.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm looking for some things.
And I can tell you right now, my probation officer through the whole thing was John Miller.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
And I told him about it all, and he did shit about it.
Okay, I got it. What do they actually call those guys? They're really not guards.
Correctional officers.
There you go. Thank you. You're 60 right now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, okay, so I'm going to put 13. And the abusers at this facility were employees.
Yeah.
You've got Big D.
He was a sergeant.
Sergeant, thank you. Is there any other, do you know any other names?
No, I don't remember any of them but his. He was the main one.
That's okay. All right. Let me get back to that included rape. Main abuser. I got this. Main abuser. Wood. I don't have to read this back to you if you don't want me to. But I
don't bother me.
All right. So the PC, you were abused by multiple correctional officers, included rape. Main abusers would invite fellow administrators to participate.
Right.
Hold on one second here. Okay. All right. Somebody was asking me why it was Depo Provera. That was my boss. And I said, hey, don't worry. We got him. We're gonna help him. Okay. I that was good. My boss actually looked that over and gave me a thumbs up. And a lot of these guys don't take the time to just think about what they're writing. And I really, really wanted to. I know it's not a lot of words, but I think it gets to the point.
Right.
Okay. So are you okay with that, or do you want me to write more?
No, I mean, I'm okay, right? What you feel. I can only remember so much, but I remember.
Dude, I'm feeling it. Listen, first of all, I wish I knew you personally because you and I would get along. I'm not a, let's just say, tree-hugging type of person, but I just don't have any tolerance for this kind of stuff. I really don't. So let's keep going. What did Big D look like?
A big black dude.
Okay. Obviously, when you're of that age, even a guy that's average height would be big. So do you think he was well above average height?
Oh, yeah. This man was probably 6 foot something, 200 something pounds.
Okay. Over 6 foot tall then?
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. He's dealing with a bunch of 12-year-old kids.
I get it. I know.
You know?
6 feet tall, weighed over 200 pounds.
People didn't do what he said. You didn't get your cigarettes. If you didn't do that, you didn't get food.
It was all coercion.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I wished I could remember his name. Because I'd get a knock on his door and you wouldn't have to worry about dealing with this.
No, I'd go with you. That's why I said, too bad I don't know you. Or maybe a good thing, because we'd both be locked up. Big D was a black man over 6 foot tall, weighed over 200 pounds. Do you remember if he had any tattoos, any funny accent, any piercings? And if you don't, that's okay.
No, I don't.
Was he muscular?
Yes.
Okay, I figured. All right, and was he what you
call? Let me explain this to you. You got two cottages in Boys Village.
Right.
You got five and you got six. Six is a laid back. Five's us. All the kids that wanted to fight and didn't really give a shit about nobody because our families weren't worth a fuck.
Right.
And that's where he went over and took his advantage. I guess you would call it maximum security.
Right. And he would be what you would call, he was the lead administrator. What do you call that? Lead administrator?
I guess he was the supervisor.
There you go.
He was the supervisor.
That's what I'm
looking for. Supervisor of that shift.
That's what I'm looking for. Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Good job. Now, I did already ask you this. It was six plus, right? Times.
Yeah.
Okay. And this abuse took place inside the cabins.
Yeah, and they should have record of it because they beat me so bad one time. I was 13 years old. They put me in the hospital for 2 months.
Okay. They'll pull records.
And they blamed it on the kids. They said I got jumped and raped.
Did you disclose this abuse to anybody?
Told everybody he was a fucking liar. Nobody believed me. Don't nobody believe them kids in them places or them people because they're in jail. They have no rights. They're pieces of shit. Are you going to believe them or are you going to believe me, a noted officer?
Yeah. So you told everyone, including his supervisors.
Told everybody.
No, I got that. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to read it back to you in a second.
I mean, if you know me, I've told judges in courtrooms, you're a fucking idiot.
I believe you.
I don't care. Beat me, jump me, do what you got to do, motherfucker. But if I see you on the street, I'm going to take the fucking air you breathe. You can bet on it.
They can't do any worse than they've already done to you, right? Told everyone to clean their supervisors. No one believed him.
But the last one that did it, I don't think there's nothing you can do. He's dead.
All right. So
I'll give you his name.
What's his? Well, he's the last
his
one.
His name
that
was
did.
Wayne Brown.
I wrote that down.
Wayne Brown.
Who was John Miller?
John Miller was my probation officer.
Okay. Did you tell John Miller?
150 million times.
Okay. Thank you. That's where I needed to go. Okay. Thank you for your patience. These don't normally take this long, but we're being super thorough on yours, and I want to get you as best a claim as we can. That's why we're doing it, okay? If you want me to go faster, I will. Are you okay with how long I'm taking?
No. Do what you do, man.
Okay. Now,
because I never thought I'd do this, but, you know, I'm right now in a ministry. I'm trying to live the Lord's way, and this is one of the things I got to do to get it out of my head so I ain't got to worry about it.
You're not going to heal unless you get it out, even by talking to me. Seriously, you're never going to get, I know more than I'm saying personally. That's why I said I really wish we knew each other personally, but I will tell you this. Talking about it is probably the best thing you can do, and I know you figured that out. That's exactly what you're telling me. All right.
You know, talking is good for y'all. Talking about it's not good for me, because then I get in my head, I get pissed off, and I start grabbing firearms and start looking for
people. Don't do that. You should feel like you're getting a sense of relief, and you should feel like somebody else.
That's where I'm hoping it's going. I'm hoping.
Okay.
But I don't know none of these people's last names. I couldn't find where they were if I wanted. I mean, if
no,
I did.
Don't stop here, because you know what? Ultimately, how you get people is in the pocketbook. And these do get referred over. I mean, if any of these guys are still around or everything, it'll come out. It'll come out. So.
Well, I need to tell you something. There's a million kids out there that I was in there with. They were doing this shit to, and I'm telling you.
I do know that. I'm going to ask you if you know anybody to send them my name and number. I'm going to be texting you my contact information.
I don't remember none of them kids. I remember a kid named Scott, and I remember him because they raped him so bad one night. He ended up getting stitches. And he's the only one I remember. Steve.
That's terrible.
No. It was a long time ago, and I think I blocked all of that out to deal with life.
I don't blame you.
Well, and I'm at the point now where all this dumb shit in my head's got to come out so I can deal with my new life.
Right on. All right. I just texted you my phone number. Oh, man, I put an extra 8 in it. Hold on. Let me do it again. Anyways, I'm not putting anything other than my name and phone number on that text, okay?
Okay.
All right. There you go. I put an extra 8 in it the first time. Sorry about that. All right, let's continue.
But your three guys are going to be, like I said, Mr. D, Ranger Brown, and he's at a Camp 5, Green Ridge, and a guy named Jim Miller.
Not to be confused with John Miller, right?
Well, John Miller, I mean, because when I came out of Boys Forestry Camp, he was my probation officer.
Right. Did he abuse you as well?
No, actually, he just never listened to me. But
No, I've got that.
He told me he thought that if I got into the Big Brother program, it would help me because I didn't have a family. I got 5 brothers and 4 sisters, and I don't talk to none of them. I don't have a family.
I got 3 I haven't talked to in 40 years, and the other one died at my house.
And I'm sorry, I think I just said his name wrong, but his name was James Maddox. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
He was in the fire department in Bowie, and he was another one.
Let me ask you a question. I've got all these written down. I'm writing them down. I'll put them all in the notes. Now, let me go back to you, to your probation officer. So you were in there. Did you tell him shortly after the first time it happened in 77?
I called him when it happened once.
Okay.
He got me out of there.
Okay. So right away,
but
next
it was
day.
All brushed under the table.
Next day?
Prince George's County brushed it all under the table.
So you called him, though, the next day?
Yeah, they said I was bipolar and I'm ADHD, bipolar, and I was schizoaffective. So
okay.
They used that against me.
Okay. So this has really affected your life in a lot of ways. Just give me a couple of bullet points how it's affected you as an adult.
I have anger issues. Bad.
Okay. What about anxiety? Anything like that?
Oh my God. I'm on medication for it.
You're on meds.
Yep.
Okay. How about any, like, phobias? Like, I talked to one guy that said he just, even in a normal situation, like, he doesn't even want to shake hands with men. Now, don't get me wrong. He's not homosexual. He just, no hugging of his relative, nothing. With men, do you have anything like that? Any I don't mean that, but I mean anything.
Well, I'm in a motorcycle ministry. No, that don't bother me. I give my bullets hug.
Okay, good, good.
I do not like to be in a room full of men I don't know. I put my back to the wall.
Okay.
Thank you. Homosexuals, I've knocked out a few teeth. You know, just okay. Get away from me. I'm not gay, and then want to keep talking, and then, but
Okay. Are you currently employed? Are you currently employed?
No, I'm disabled. I'm an amputee.
Okay. No worries. Oh. Now this is kind of a weird one because I don't want to confuse the administrators and the probation officer or anything like that. But were the police, in other words, was law enforcement ever called on this, or did they just not believe you?
Nope, they just in-house.
Okay. Now, there's no right or wrong answer to this question, Andrew. Do you have any sort of cooperation that you were at that facility? Anything? I mean, it could be, I don't know, did they give report cards or anything like that, or release papers or anything like that? Because it will be a medical matter of records. So if you don't have
it. When you're released, you got to be released, sign papers, and your parents have to be there to pick you up.
Do you have any of that?
I don't have all that shit.
Okay, no worries.
And my mom was dead. And I doubt she kept any of it. But I can tell you something.
What's that?
And I can put it to you this way. His name is James Nicholsform.
And who's that?
He's an attorney in Glen Burnie. Get his number. Call him. Tell him I called you and was telling you all this. And then listen to what he's got to say.
Now, you never signed documents with James, did you?
Never signed documents with anything, but he's okay. The man that put me in jail for juvenile life.
Oh, I see.
And I'm still friends with him today. And if
that's
he'd
funny.
Have known, he told me that if he'd have known that, he'd have come got me.
That's because
I'm 12, 13 years old, and I'm embarrassed to tell anybody that shit.
I understand totally.
Yeah?
All right. Please confirm your gender. Confirm your gender for me.
I'm a male. I'm 6'1", about 180 pounds.
Are you single?
I'm divorced and getting ready to get remarried.
Well, congratulations on the new marriage.
Thank you.
For your first name, have A-N-D-R-E-W?
Yes.
And for your last name, I have M-E-S-S-I-N-E-E?
I-N-E-S-E.
So, oh, that's me again? Darn it. Told you.
It's M-E-S-S-I-N-E-S-E.
And how do you say that correctly, Andrew?
Messines.
Messines. Thank you, sir. Any suffix to that name, junior, senior, anything like that?
I'm senior now, yeah.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
May 4th, 1964.
Oh, my God. Not the 64 part, but the May 4th is my mother's birthday. I am not making that up. She's an emerald. I bought her a ring with an emerald on it. You know emerald's your birthstone, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yes. So I can't just come up with that stuff. My mother.
My wife's sitting next to me. Her birthday's May 5th,
well,
1965.
Get her an emerald. Let me go back to the script here and pull your email. Is it your last name, Andrea3@gmail.com?
That's me. I'm Italian, and if you people, I do that. I don't know. I guess to be a dick.
Why?
Andre Messinio is Andrew Messinese in Italian.
Okay.
So
I've been to Italy, dude. And they thought I was Italian because of the way I look, and I am not. I don't think.
Yeah, I'm from Italy. I was born in Italy.
Really? I loved it there. I really did. I'll go back again one day. This is your email. messinioandrea3@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the phone number that you would like to use, area code 252-370-2510, correct?
Right. I live in North Carolina now.
Okay, you're going to give me that next. Is this a mobile phone?
This is my cell phone.
Okay, what's your address, your current address?
408 South Main Street, Rich Square, North Carolina. 27869.
Got it. Oh, that's a beautiful place. Did you ever get any treatment or any therapy as a result of these events? And you kind of told me that this is the first time you talked about it, so I think I know the answer, but I have to ask.
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right. Let me go back up. That was actually potentially the last question, young man. And thank you for your patience. I'm just going to go back. It's a little different. I don't have so much that I have to confirm. I do have that youth detention center. It's the same address as Maryland Boys, so it is the same thing.
It's right there on 301.
Exactly. And then I've also got Waxter, Thomas J. Waxter. It's closed.
That's Anne Arundel County.
Right. And then I've also got, but for the main one, we've got the youth center, the one on Frank Tippett. And then we've also got, you only did a month, but you also did at Hickey. So this is going to take me a second, so bear with me. I want to put that in the notes. As I mentioned that to you before. Okay. I think it's important to include this. I do. So let me go back up. Copy that one. That's whack. And then we got were we ever at Green Ridge?
Yeah, that's Camp 5. That's Boys Forestry Camp.
Oh, it is?
That's where I come encounter with Ranger Brown.
Okay.
Mr. Grove was the head. Mr. Avey was the cook. And you had three group members, Mr. Zollner, Mr. Shoemaker, and Mr. Hillman.
Now, that's the one on Flintstone Road. Mile Creek Road in Flintstone, Maryland.
Mile Creek Road, right. That's the one back in the woods, about 9 miles at the bottom of a mountain.
Should I put that one as the main one?
You could.
Okay. And let me change that and put Hickey as just another facility. Okay.
Because in Boys Forestry Camp, they had two boys go to Mr. Grove. He was the warden, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And told them what they seen, and Ranger Brown evidently got out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got so many different facilities here. My God. You are a product of the system, brother.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so... But Big D, was he at Forest Camp?
No, he was at Sheltenham.
Okay. Then I'm going to put that. I'm putting that one back then. I'm putting that one back. Okay. So we're going to leave that as the main one because that's Big D and you know the most details.
Yeah, Ranger Brown was Green Ridge.
Okay.
And Mr. D was Sheltenham, Cottage 5.
Okay.
And like I said, you got Waxer, they're closed. And you got Maryland Training School.
It's terrible. Okay. Shelton.
Boy, they beat me so bad in Maryland Training School, I ended up in the hospital for 5.5 months. And then put me back in there. And I ate wall. I ran.
That'll show you at the on your records. Okay. You gave me some other names. So I got Ranger Brown at Sheltenham, Was there a name at Charles Hickey you don't remember, one there?
No.
How about Waxter? If you don't, that's fine. We're actually done.
I really don't.
Okay. Now, let me go back up. You're good. You're good. Let me just make sure I didn't miss anything. Make sure, look, checking it over for accuracy, checking my work. Birthday is 5/4/1964.
Mm-hmm.
All right. John Miller was the probation officer. When we did put it back, you're 60. Age at time of the abuse started at 13. And we did put it back to the where Big D was at. And, yes, these were all. You were under their care, let's say. No,
yeah.
you've never been a registered sex offender. No, you never received any money. Yes, you'll give my name and number out if you were to happen to have known anybody else that wants to talk to me. File this claim on behalf of yourself. No one's told you to say anything. Nobody has sent you anything to sign up via phone or email. All right. And then the last one is, I do request an emergency contact. It could be your wife, if you just want to give me her first name and phone number, or anybody, your wife-to-be, I should say.
Yeah, her name's June.
Okay, and what's June's phone number?
252-301-4719.
4719. I could put fiance, I guess. Congratulations again on that. Okay. And, of course, she would have access to your email box in the event that something happened.
Got access to everything I got.
I'll be celebrating my 40th year of being married this year. And my wife can look at anything she wants.
Yeah. That's what I tell her. I trust her 100%. You know, somebody else said, man, that guy's getting all close to your wife. I said, that's okay. He'll figure it out real quick.
Ah, you betcha.
I don't have to go over there, believe me.
All right. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to teach you how to do it.
Oh, through a DocuSign? Yeah, we did that when we bought this house.
Yes, you did. And I'm going to send you the link to do that. So bear with me. I got to read one paragraph to you. Now,
okay.
I'm going to read it to you, and then I'll have it make better sense. So, Andrew, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to you, perhaps a lot. This will be to finalize your claim. It involves record pulling and things like that. And I might be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes QA, and that would be to transfer you directly to the attorney and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions that we've already asked. That's completely normal. I will tell you that they're very, very sensitive to these issues, so this is a standard script. But at the same time, if they have a question, it is completely normal. It means they're just working on your case. Like right. I say, it's part of the process to confirm the details and make sure everything's accurate. They may actually ask you to sign additional paperwork. An example would be a medical release. I wouldn't expect that on this one, but they may have some other documents for you to sign in order to get those records that they're going to be looking for. Such as the documentation from your visit.
And see, I don't know how they're going to get that because every time we got hurt, we got took to PG General.
All they're going to really need to do is verify your time there.
Yeah, because PG General is demolished.
Right. Well,
it's not even there anymore.
There's a record of your time there.
But I mean, like I said, trust me, you can call Circuit Court in Maryland
and give
my name. They'll give you my record.
That's exactly correct. So no sweat on that. Now,
yeah.
I may be calling you back today. Will you be available to speak with me later today?
Oh, yeah. Couple hours? I mean,
okay.
I'm just sitting home. I could piddle around the house. If I go somewhere, it's normally down the street to the store.
I would leave you a voice message. No worries.
Well, if not, call my wife, and she'll tell you he'll be right back in about 5 minutes. But I'm normally
right.
always here.
So bear with me a second. Let me see here. It looks like I missed one question. I was about to send that to you, so let's see what it is I missed. Hold on. Oh, what's your Social Security number?
578-949-6653.
I always wait to the very end to ask that, but I'm supposed to ask it like way sooner, but I don't ask it until I know we have a claim, if that makes sense.
Right.
Well, there's no point.
You.
Yeah. All right. It's doing it. It's doing its thing now, so hold on. It's spinning on my end. It'll be a second, and I'll say. Now, there's two ways that you can get to this. I'm going to send you a link, or I'm going to send you – it's also – I'm not – or, and I'm going to send you a text message. I would say probably the easiest way – and you have done this before, so it'll make sense to you. Probably the easiest way to get to it would be the text message link I'm going to send, so bear with me here.
Right.
Go into my drafts. There's Andrew. Okay, it's coming your way right now. I'm sending it, so it's spinning on my end. And this is only requiring signatures. You will not have to fill out any questions or anything. So if you see something that's blank, that's normal. It'll auto-populate from the document itself. So did you get my text?
Yeah, you want me to do this while you're on the phone?
Yeah, click on it. Let's do it while here. Make sure, because I think it's going to ask you to upload your ID, and I'm going to help you with that.
All right. All right. Message. Randall Reese.
That's me.
Hit that. Okay, now hit this link.
Yep. And it should take you right into, like, the document. I can't see what you're looking at, so.
A blank screen right now.
Okay. Oh, it's loading. Yeah. It does its thing. How's your internet where you're at?
It's bad. We're arguing with them right now. They're just like
that's why it's spinning. So, depending on who your carrier is, you may have to do it when you get off the phone, or you could do it from your email on your phone. That seems to work as well.
I'm coming through. It's asking me stuff. Read electronic records. Signature disclosed. I agree.
Just check that box. There you know what you're doing. Thank God.
All right. The little red box.
Yep.
And I just, what do you mean by check it? Just touch it?
Yeah, just touch it.
And just put a check in it?
Yeah. Oh, does it? What do you see on the screen? What's on there right now?
It says Andrew Messines required.
Okay. And do you see anything that says continue, start?
It just says the client. And in a box, it says Andrew Messines.
Uh-huh.
You engaged Slater's Human LLP.
Right.
Phillips Law Group, blah, blah, blah. SDC claim, the films, prosecute, and
okay.
Negotiate.
Oh, you've got, you're reading the actual document itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
do you see?
It says committed by, do I see what? What do you want?
Do you see anything in the yellow that says continue or start, usually up in the upper corner?
It says next.
Hit next.
Okay.
I think DocuSign
right,
might already know.
It says here, DocuSign.
Right.
Address 408, phone number, and then it says sign.
Okay.
Okay, so draw my signature.
You got it. And then hit adopt and sign. You got it.
Okay, and then... adopt and sign. Now, this says sign.
Make a signature, and there you go. And then just keep going.
And sign. The next one says adopt and sign. Wait a minute. Don't come back here.
Okay, yeah, don't
that
let,
one
don't.
In there. That one in there. Here's another one. Evidently, it's just taking my signature.
Oh, yeah. That you had before?
Yeah, every time I hit the sign, yeah, it's just taking it. Initials, it just took my signature.
Okay.
Got the date, my name, and it says upload your supporting documents.
That would be your ID.
Okay, so you want me to take a picture of my ID out?
Yep, and put it right into the end of that document on the last page. Hit upload. You're good.
All right.
All right, date. Not this one.
So what you want to hit is that little paperclip button?
Yeah, hit the paperclip button and says upload a file.
Right. If you have it on your camera roll, that's the easiest way to do it.
Camera. And there you go.
You already sent it back?
Yeah, I mean, it should be coming now.
You're way ahead of me. Let me take a look at it. Hold on. I haven't got the completed one yet. So did you uploaded the driver's license, right, or whatever, your ID?
Yes. Hit the import.
And you hit done. Now, do you see on the screen, does it say finish or send or anything? Because I haven't got the doc back yet.
Actually, no. I hit that, and it went to you, and I'm back to your number. And then when I hit go back, it takes me just back to the thing.
All right, hold on a second. Maybe I put in. Let me see something here. Let me go to my DocuSign. No, it still says waiting for you on my end.
Hold on. Let me try this.
May have to do it again. Sorry.
Messages. Wait a minute. Let's just go back up here. Let's just go back into this. Okay.
And by the way, I can send it again too if anything happens.
I got it. I'm back in it.
Oh, I know. I know you do. I know when you know what you. I can tell
right now,
you. Now
I just opened it again. It says retainer agreement, and my name's in a red box. Do I have to touch that?
Your name is in a red box.
It says the client, and in a red box, it says Andrew Messines.
No, you don't have to touch that. Do you see anything
okay,
else?
Okay, so I hit next.
Yes.
Now I hit sign. Now, when I sign my signature, do I upload it or I hit adopt and sign?
Hit adopt and sign.
Adopt and sign.
Right. Then okay. Hit next.
Now they want me to DocuSign all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, you got to hit the little yellow eyes.
Adopt, and go for it. Go ahead and hit that one. Go ahead and hit that one. Go ahead and hit that one. Now get that one. Now I hit that one. Now I hit this one. Then I hit this one. Required initial here.
Now, it may ask you to put an initial. It may ask you to do that adopt and sign thing again. You want to make an initial in that box.
Well, I hit an initial, but it gave me my signature.
Okay. Can you clear it? Can you touch clear?
I don't know. That's not what I'm trying. Let me see. Required initial here. Let me just do this. Go here. See, it won't let me. Nope. It keeps putting my name in it.
Okay. Hold on.
One sign says signature must be complete within boundaries. And then it says initials. But when I hit the left arrow to DocuSign, it went over to the initials.
Hit continue. Let's see what happens.
Okay. I'll go down here. To
I'll look at the document when you're done, when it does come back to me.
Okay. Let me go here. Upload a file. I'm going to do it with my camera. Should I do it with camera, recorder, or media picker?
Whatever you think is easiest. I usually use camera, but whatever you think is. You could do media picker as well.
I just want with camera. I'm like you. I'll just do the camera. And then I hit the check button. Now it went blank. Should be coming to you.
See, it shouldn't go. It shouldn't go blank.
Well, it went to the link you sent me.
Okay. Is it asking you?
They ain't asking me nothing.
Okay, because it keeps telling me that you viewed it. You know what? I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. Let's do it like this. Nix that. Nix that. Keep the camera on your camera roll. Let me resend it. It seems to be lost between you and me. I just resent it.
Okay.
Do me one favor. If it doesn't work this time, I'll get some professional help.
I hear you. All right.
I suspect it might have to do with a combination of the internet. But we'll see what happens. But you're getting the doc, and I'm getting the message that you're looking at the doc, but I don't get it back, which is weird.
Wait a minute. I know what I did. Never mind. I know why it's not going through.
Why is that? No, don't tell me. Well, just give me the doc. How's that?
Well, on the bottom, on the very first page where my name is, where I hit next up top.
Yes.
Go all the way down to the bottom. There's a signature needed.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
so
that's why it said the red X, and you kept asking me, "Do I touch that? Do I?" And I had, I'm sorry, you were right. Yes, you touched that. Okay, sorry.
Required initial here. Okay, I'll go here. Now it's telling me to go here. Now it's telling me to go here. And it says initial required here. And it just put my name back in it. But I'm going to keep going.
Keep going.
Because I think we missed that one little check mark at the bottom.
I think you're right, actually.
That
I
just,
you're right.
So let me go ahead and take this picture again.
When you get to the end, it should be, if it's correct, it should, DocuSign will ask you to download the DocuSign app. Don't do it. It's just marketing.
Don't.
It makes no difference on DocuSign itself. They're just, and then they'll nag you to like use it. And what are you going to use it for? You going to go buy a car every other month?
Well, this just literally took me off and put me on my homepage.
Okay, I did not get the document back though. That's weird.
Let's try email.
Yeah, do that.
Let me go to email. There it is, Randall Reese.
That's correct. Correct.
All right.
Do the most recent email. The most it has to be the most recent one.
Yeah, it's the one that was up top.
Perfect.
Perfect. Now, do I just put review documents or sign in?
Review documents.
Review documents.
Is it loading?
Right now going through it. All right, I'm on the page.
As long as it's loading,
now,
that's all I wanted to know.
The very first page where it says retainer agreement.
Yes, sir.
All the way down to the bottom.
Yes, sir.
All the way. There's supposed to be a signature. And it's signed with the date and this, and then your stuff is there. Now, it says hit this.
Let me see something. I'm going to go to a different one and see if I get an example. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing fine.
Hit that. And see, it's put my name in it. Hit this.
So I've got one opened right here, a DocuSign.
Okay, now it took me back to the DocuSign through email.
Uh-huh.
And it says, do not share this email. Questions about document. Download the DocuSign app. Yeah, now they're asking me to download the DocuSign app.
No, you don't do that. Let me see something.
No, I'm not.
I don't know why this document isn't coming back. So it just you're going through the whole document, right?
Yeah.
And what what happens?
Well, I can hit right now, review documents.
Okay, do that. Hit review document.
Okay.
And I've got it's a different tort, but it's Do you have on your screen where it says, please review and act on these documents? First page.
I've already passed it. I think I've...
Okay. Let's...
Well, let me do this. Did I... All right, first page. What do you want me to do? It says review and complete.
Review and complete. Mine says review and act on these documents, and down in the corner there's a little box that says I agree to receive electronic information or use electronic signatures, and then you hit continue. Do you have that?
Mm.
That's page one for me.
Would that be where my name is in that red box?
No, it would be do it like this. Hold on. Exit out of that. Exit out of that altogether. Just close it all up.
Close it all up.
Go to that text link I just sent you.
Okay.
I have an example on my screen, so hopefully this thing is accurate.
Okay. Now, Dr. Town again.
Okay. Now, do you see, when you click on that link, once you click on the link, the page that opens up, do you see it says, please review and act on these documents?
This envelope was sent by email to me. Recognize this email. Continue to review. Don't recognize this email. Decline to sign.
So hit continue.
Hit continue.
Now what do you see on your screen?
Message from Randall Reese. Mass Tort Strategies. Please sign. Review
okay.
And continue.
Do you see a little box then, down in the lower hand, left-hand corner that you have to check?
It says continue or other options.
Hit continue.
Now I'm back to that exact first page where it says retainer agreement.
Okay. Do you see where it says start? Do you see where it says start in the upper right-hand corner? It should say start. It says next. Hit next. Hit next then.
Next.
Now.
DocuSign.
Do you see a signature box? A little.
I signed it.
Okay, hit, and do you have next?
I have adopt and sign.
Hit adopt and sign.
Now it says, initial.
And then hit adopt and sign after you've done that. And then once you've done that, the screen that should pop up should have a little I for you to sign, and then you hit next.
No, this one's a, it says, settle it, packet data agreement.
Packet.
Upload your supporting documents.
Oh, and you're already to the end again. That's asking for your documents.
Yeah. So, but this one says finished. The other one didn't.
It says finished.
Okay. Upload a file.
Yeah.
Camera.
I don't have that example. It's the problem here after that. And then once you hit the upload, it should say done.
Unable to complete previous operation due to a low memory.
What if you send this in my email?
Yeah, why don't we try my wife's email?
All right, I can do that. Hold on.
Well, she's a little better with this computer stupid.
What is her email?
It's all lowercase letters. June Lord, L-O-R-D, the number 8@gmail.com.
Nice to meet you, Miss June. I'm Randy, by the way, okay? Oh, gmail.com. Would you like me to send it to you via text also?
Yes. You can send everything you need to her.
What's your text, June? Your mobile.
252. 301-4719. I'm actually going to get on my laptop and try and do it.
Okay. You could try it both ways.
Try that one on the phone first, on your phone. He's going to send a text to your phone.
Yeah, it'll go to both. It'll go to both.
Okay. Bandits outside, honey.
Okay, you should have just received it.
This is my first time hearing all of this, and we've been together 3 years.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He's a strong guy. He's a good guy, too. I can tell. I'm older than you, too. I feel these things. I'm telling you. I hope this helps him heal. I truly hope this helps him move forward.
Hit the link.
Yep, hit the link. And what do you see on your screen?
DocuSign, SMS messages from Mass Tort Strategies.
Correct.
Do you agree to future SMS messages from DocuSign at this number?
Yes. Now what do you see on the screen?
DocuSign.
Does it say please review and act on these documents?
No, it asked me to allow or deny. Now it says, this envelope was also sent by email. Continue to review.
Just hit continue.
Please read the electronic record and signature disclosure. Click that. I agree.
Yeah, we're caught up. Check that little box and hit continue. And then the next screen should take you to the retainer, but up in the upper right-hand corner, you should see it should say start.
The upper right-hand corner says next.
Hit next then. Next and start are pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
But that's, I want you to continue calling it out to me like that, though. Okay?
Okay. Required sign here?
Yes.
Click on that and have him sign?
Correct.
Okay.
And hit draw. Make sure it's not upload. I think he might have had it on. You could also hit select style, and it'll sign for him. And because he's done DocuSign, and if that's agreeable to him, you can hit adopt and sign. You see where it says select style?
I do.
Hang on. It's going around in circles.
Okay.
I
no
hit
worries.
Sign. It's been in.
Okay, no worries. And you can also clear it if you need to. But I know what screen you're on now. Is it still spinning?
No, it has his full name.
Okay. Then hit adopt and sign.
Select style, draw, or upload.
You could hit select style if you want.
Okay, that did it.
And then hit adopt and sign.
Got it.
Okay. And then the next page, there's going to be, it should be an I in a little yellow box. Those are where you're making the signatures. Once you've touched all of those on the page, you're going to want to hit next. You doing okay?
So far.
Okay, you sound like it.
Take a picture of that.
Now, how do I get to my camera?
You just hit this.
Oh, okay.
Camera will come up. Hello.
What's funny is I know I've gotten four messages that you're viewing those documents. So I know we're getting them to you. I think I know what the issue was, though. I think it had to do with his memory on his phone. You need to clear the cookies on that.
All right, I'm on her phone but can't get to her
camera.
It says files, gallery, or my files.
So it's not allowing her to get to her camera on the phone part of it. What about if she doesn't, she's going to have to take a picture of the driver's license and have it in her files then from the camera roll like what you did? Or do you want to text it to me? Well, no, you're too far into it.
Here, I'll tell you what. How do I get... I know how I'm going to do this. Hold on. I'll tell you what you do.
You want me to give you 5 minutes? You want me to give you 5 minutes?
No, what I want you to do is give me your phone number.
949-688-6436.
949. Hold on, say it again.
949-688-6436.
688-6436.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to send you a message.
Okay. I know what you're doing, and it's going to work. So send me the message.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm going to send you the picture of my license.
Right, but then I'm going to send the document back to her. It'll have the license in it to junelord8@gmail.com. She still has to sign it, but it'll have the upload in it. In other words, send it to me and I'll upload it.
I get my camera on this thing.
You have it on your camera roll.
Go to your gallery.
Right there.
There you go. Go to your gallery.
Right. There you go. Okay. I've got it.
Okay.
Here.
So share that. You can share that photo with me. I'll give you my number again if you need it.
I just sent it to you, but now I'm going to send it to her so she can send it to you.
Okay. You did send it to me?
Yeah, I just sent it to your text message.
Okay, it takes a minute. I've got the. There it is. Oh, perfect. Okay, let me download this.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
The message from Oregon.
Okay.
Hold on. I can do this here myself. Did I download that already? Make sure I did. E350. Yep. There it is. Open. Okay, I downloaded your document.
Okay,
there you go.
I just sent her the picture.
Okay, hold on.
And she's putting it on a document.
Okay. She may have to do it again, though. It may not work.
Well, here, I can do one thing, and I got ADHD, and I can't remember a lot of stuff.
No, you did really good with that. I got the document I need, but unfortunately,
I still remember my Maryland driver's license number.
Hey, do me a favor, June. You got to go to the new one I just sent. That one's not going to work.
That's not going to work. Got to go to the new one.
Because I have to go back
to his message.
You won't have to upload the driver's license. I did it on my end.
He's already got it. So go back to yeah.
She knows what she's doing now. Just go through the whole document, sign it, and finish it, and I'll get it. And I'll send you this text message. And I got a updated info for you on the firm. They're going to send you a text message or a voice message, so you don't have to wait
you
around
continue.
So much.
Now just hit the X's. Hit that. Yeah. Down. Just tap the X's. And they'll sign themselves. They'll click over and tell you where to get the other one. Now, hit that again.
I am.
Well, see how it came over here, but watch. See?
Uh-huh.
Wherever that little thing goes. That's what you're touching. That's where they want. It wants your signature. So you got that one. You got this one. You got that one, and this one. Now, this is going to tell you to upload the picture. Right there. Boom. Bang, bang, boom. Lickety split. And then done. Now it says next.
Hit next. Perfect.
And next,
finish. It'll take you back up and let
you're
you know
done
what you
signing.
Meant. We're done signing. And at the bottom it says continue. But I don't need to hit that, right?
No.
It says you're done signing. You may download or print using the icons above. But you said not to do that.
No, because it's already the copy of it's already deposited into your email.
Cool.
You can verify that if you want to, but I'm looking at the document. Good job. Good job. Oh, even got the initials. Good job. And there's the ID. Let me make sure. I uploaded it. So, yeah, perfect. Okay. Now, so this one's a little bit different than what I saw. I'm sending you the number to the attorney, but what's going to happen is there's going to be an automated email or text coming out from these guys within 24 to 48 hours. If they call me and have me transfer to them, or if they send me a Slack and have me transfer them, I'll give you a call. If I miss you, I'll leave you a voice message or I'll send you a text. I know you
miss me, try calling my wife.
Okay, and I'm going to do that.
And if you can't get a hold of her, then leave a message.
So we're actually on the DocuSign. I'm leaving because you said that's fine. I'm leaving her number on there. So now they're going to have both numbers for you.
That's fine.
But that was to get the documents too, because we could not do it through your phone number for some reason. I think your memory's low on your phone, dude, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's a cheap phone.
Yeah, well, let me go through them. So just let me make sure something here.
Well, I only got it because my wife asked me to get it in case I'm out and she needs to get a hold of me. And my son's in Ohio. I don't like phone. I don't like technology. I throw them out the window.
So I have June's phone number is 252-301-4719.
Yes.
And then I have the primary phone number, 252-370-2510.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And all right, I'm looking, I'm not even looking at the document anymore. I'm just looking at the file that we have here. And okay, we know that. All right. So do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. If you think of anything, you're more than welcome to text me, call me, send smoke signals, do whatever you need to do to get a hold of me. If you don't hear back,
I ain't that deep in the woods.
If you don't hear from these guys in like 48 hours, just shoot me a text because I'll follow this for you. And listen, dude, I really, 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 I admire you for taking this phone call with me today. I do. And whatever it is, man, you're a good dude. You are. Whatever. Okay.
He is.
I can tell. I'm going to be 66 years old this August. I've been around here. And kind of something like what happened to you happened to my older brother, if you want to know where that passion comes from. I just can't take it, man. And I hope you feel that. I'm being sincere in everything and every emotion I'm sharing with you, as well as I know you were. So let's just get you a good settlement on this, dude. There's no reason for those guys to get away with it.
Honestly, I don't want a settlement.
Donate it to the charity, then. It's more about awareness and exposure for me as well. I wouldn't want any money.
Whatever they want to charity. I just want a name and address.
There you go, brother. All right. Hang in there. Be responsive if these guys call you. If you have any questions, reach out to me. Reach out to Phillips. Whatever you need to do, we'll get this done for you, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right, man. Nice talking. Nice meeting both you guys. And like I say, if you need anything, please, please don't hesitate to reach back out. That's what I'm here for, okay?
We won't. And thank you, and God bless you. Have a blessed day.
You too now. Take care, okay?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to be on the line for a second doing documents, but you can go ahead and hang up. That's fine.
Okay. Call me if you need me.
I definitely will call you back, okay? Thank you, sir.